We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, year of our Lord. Happy Cocoa Puffs Thursday. How do we do? How was everyone's day?
How do you do, sir?
How is everyone doing? Are we good? We have a good Wednesday? I had a great Wednesday. How was your Wednesday? Did anything fun yesterday?
No, just kind of hung out.
Nice.
I mean, went for a couple walks because it wasn't 100 degrees.
Yeah, so
you
nice
could go
couple
on
of
some
days.
Nice, low. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It went far, but not anything crazy. Just nice and slow pace.
I think I'll take Fred for a walk today. It's going to be a perfect day today.
Another gorgeous day. Good day for getting the dogs out there.
Get out and about. Enjoy the weather.
Get out there, frick-ass
get
dogs.
Get some ants out of your pants.
Go run around. Get the zoomies in the yard because you just took a poop.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to morning.
What else is going on? No more five-finger tickets. Gave all those away yesterday. Congratulations, Josh and Cody, for winning. Somehow that happens.
That's you, dude.
Fun Whiskey Wednesday last night. Cocoa Puffs tonight.
Yep. Look at that.
Ooh, Buddy Green's going to be balling today in the chat, he says. All right. He's going to be living above the rim today. Very nice. He's
going to be living above the rim. Maybe dining from deep.
Okay. Daddy Downtown knows a little bit about that.
Right. What a day.
You know.
Already.
Lottie played 18 holes of golf yesterday.
He's a regular Lee Trevino.
Who was that? Oh, Boss Man Khan was asking about doing a golf outing.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind getting out and about hitting the links. Kid golfed last night. The youngest golfed last night.
Yeah.
I'm not a good golfer, but I'm going out there and whacking around a little bit.
No, I'm terrible. So, I mean, as long as it's a day where, you know.
Do a little captain and crew situation.
Yeah, that way we're not out there for 4 hours.
I'm going to be emceeing a golfing tournament in August.
Oh, nice.
Saturday in August. Up at Emerald Crest.
You got to know terms and stuff?
No.
Because that's going to be funny if you just go use your own.
I don't know what I'm going to do. It was my friend Trina. Hold on a second. I'll tell you the information about it.
You put your own twist on it. Because I think that'd be a lot funnier.
My friend Trina, who's doing the, what is it called?
The rapper?
Yes, it's my friend the rapper. No. Small Step CNY is the fund. Here we go. I got the info right now. Emerald Crest Golf Club. 10th Annual Captain and Crew Fundraiser. Saturday, August 29th.
Okay.
I'm going to be there to kick it off in the morning. Starts at 8 a.m.
Neat.
There's a bunch of contests. They're giving away a bunch of stuff. Bunch of sponsors. There are, if you still wanted to golf in that, you can sign up your team.
That's
it's
cool.
Called the Small Steps. Yeah, Small Steps CNY golf tournament. And I'm going to be there kicking off. And then I guess there's something called a heckle hole.
Oh.
Where I go to a hole and I heckle people.
Okay. Those videos are funny.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't want to be mean to people.
They like it. It's what they want.
Do like
it's what they want. Have you ever seen those videos?
No.
Look that up. I don't.
Heckle
you can't.
Hole?
You can't air any of it here, but it's
swing
very
the
funny.
Closet,
it's,
bitch!
No, it's,
no, you don't do that.
The ones that are I usually watch are guys that what we'd be good at. Where it's like this guy looks like he just got done hitting
sure.
on the underage cart girl.
Gotcha. All right.
And tucked in his pants or tucked his shirt into his shorts the whole time he was talking to the cart girl.
Am I at the tee or am I at the green?
No, you're right where they tee off.
Okay.
Usually, and you just kind of.
So I can't piss them off while they're putting. I got to piss them off while they're driving.
Yeah, while they're.
That'll be fun. She asked for both of us, but I wasn't going to volunteer you at 7 a.m. on a Saturday, so
oof.
It's a little early. So I'll go do my community service. Get out there. Get out there and help the families, help the
nice.
People. What else is going on? You know, same old stuff, guys. We're just hanging. It's the summer. We're chilling. 315-364-109 K-Rock text line.
We're just relaxing.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Pretty messed up. I'm not eating a Napoli pizza right now.
That's exactly what you think it is, I
think. Chicken bacon ranch. I could be eating that, bud.
Is that the grandma's one?
Yeah, they got the grandma's pie out there. Yeah, I could eat a pizza. Oh, I could eat a pizza. I don't want a tomato pie, though. No offense to our Mohawk Valley listeners.
No, I don't want your gross tomato pie.
More for you guys.
Yeah, much more for you.
Tonight, 7 o'clock on Cocoa Puffs. Who are our sponsors on that?
I forgot to ask. So right now,
Joe's and Hidden Gardens
and possibly Casa Bliss.
All right, well, we definitely got Joe's Buds on tonight.
Yes.
We definitely got Hidden Gardens on tonight.
Yes.
And shout out Casa Bliss. Hope we get you back. We'd love to have you back.
It's
fine. There was a lot going on yesterday.
Yep. Go ahead.
You guys have no idea. It's crazy.
Trying to skedaddle.
It's crazy. Why did this technology stop? So during Alice in Chains, I was telling everybody that this little retro handheld I bought, everybody's got one now. I'm going to buy Cody one for Christmas.
I'm going to forget every time now.
Is scratching a part of my brain that feels really good.
Yeah.
It's just one of these cheap handhelds that you can load like all these ROMs on and play games from your childhood.
No, I get it. That's the feel I get from Super Nintendo.
You were a Super Nintendo kid. I was a Sega Genesis kid. Cousin Jay and I played Sega Genesis all day, every day. And it's just loaded with every game. The difference, dude, is that in this, you can save your progress.
Oh, really?
So I don't got to, like, go enter codes.
I don't think you can in this cartridge game I got for Super Nintendo. I don't know if you can save. Because there's Super Mario on it, like the one for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
So I bet maybe you can save.
So last night before Whiskey Wednesday, I just got time to kill. So I fired it up and I started playing Sonic the Hedgehog, the OG.
The original
Sonic the Hedgehog. And I didn't want to do the show. I was like, I want to keep playing this so bad.
I got to get to Green Hill Zone.
And then Jimmy in chat was saying that he used to have the Sega channel. It's 2026. Why don't we have this now? Were you going to turn on?
You do. That's what, like, think of your PlayStation 5.
But you still got to download the game.
Yeah.
Sega channel and like that N64 channel or whatever it was. You just click the button
and you could just play it. Yeah. No, they want you to download it, have it on your system, play it. Then when you're done, delete it if you want.
April 93, Sega announced Sega Channel service, kicked off in December. By June 1994, 21 cable companies had signed up to carry the Sega Channel service.
Wow.
$15 a month plus a $25 activation fee.
I don't think I knew anybody that had that.
That was the biggest rich kid flex.
Yeah, and if I did, they weren't like sharing, inviting everybody over to play Sega Channel.
Yeah, Sega Channel was either a rich kid flex or somebody that you knew that was really bad with their finances.
Living
in a single wide, devastated trailer.
But still spending
all of their money on the top tier satellite television.
TV. Yep.
Trickish says Xbox has cloud gaming, so you can just start a game. You don't got to download anything?
So there's probably similar things.
I know
what you're talking about. I want to just turn it on.
And play it.
And there's a screen. You click it, and it just opens up.
The Sega Channel expanded into Canada. Early 95, the Sega CD was introduced. It goes on and on.
Yeah, I remember some hotels having it, but it was like, no, we're not here to play video games, so.
And then they shut it down in 97. It only existed for 2 years?
Yeah, it wasn't around long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. PlayStation has it, too. I guess you can do some of these cloud gaming. It says no downloads, games, or streamed. I didn't know that Stream Deck could do that. That's cool, though, man. That was an absolute flex, though.
It really was. Or some of the hotels that had where you could rent a 64.
Oh, that was cool. And take it to the room.
Yep.
I told the story a million times.
We'd
go with Cousin Jay's parents to Vernon Downs, and they'd go gamble, and we'd stay in the hotel room and just play video games on that controller that hooked up to the TV.
Oh, man.
Crazy. I'm going to ask it, and I expect people to call us stupid. But you had a very valid question this morning.
Yes. I'm sorry that I'm not.
And I'm sure people who text in, you idiots don't know anything about anything.
Yes.
And that's proven again and again.
Yes, but I could still ask questions so I could learn.
So we find out this week that they're going to close 690 eastbound for 2 years in 2027. Is this part of the 81 project?
Yes.
This is part of it. It's part of it. So then why, this is Cody's question.
Yeah.
Why have they been working on it all this time?
What?
You couldn't do this work that you're doing now. When you close it?
When it would be closed and you wouldn't have to worry about safety and a billion cones to start every morning.
Did you not know you were going to close it? Like, what happened
that
you've been doing all this construction on 690 now while we're driving it and all these lanes are closed and all this work is going on?
Yeah.
And then you're going to close it next year for 2 years. This work couldn't be done during the closure?
Or is it something that like, oh no, this had to be done first, and then we have to close it?
Right.
I don't know. Just asking. Yes, it just seems.
We don't know nothing about nothing. It just seems like what? You couldn't have timed it up?
Poorly planned? I don't know. Just.
Couldn't have timed it up? Maybe it was in such disrepair they had to do the work they're doing now?
Right? Or there's just nothing they could do?
Or they wouldn't have made it till next year? I don't know.
Because
what are they closing it for? To do more work, right?
I honestly don't know.
That's okay.
I assume.
We're just asking questions.
Because they got to start at some point taking things down and reconnecting, you know, communities and stuff like that. So
the hip bone connected to the leg bone.
And then
the thigh bone's connected to the knee bone.
And then it all works out.
Okay.
But yeah,
just asking questions. So I have two gator stories here. One, I'm not even gonna show you the video because
couple of gators.
Someone dies in it. It's really nasty.
Oh,
and you won't even drive near a body of water after you see this. There's a couple of people I saw jumping off their boat like into the water to swim, and one just vanishes. It's taken under by a gator, right? It's terrifying.
I
will describe the video.
Oh.
Sadly, people lost their lives, but it's just like, imagine like a boat dock.
Okay.
And there's a couple of boats.
Okay.
And people are swimming between the boats. Out. And one guy just jumps off of his boat into the water. And he's swimming, and then all of a sudden, people start panicking and looking for him.
And it happens that fast, too.
It happens that fast.
Man. Oh, that makes my... That just made me so cold.
That's why I'm not going to show you the video.
My hands are so cold. That's so weird.
Well, another gator showed up on the doorstep of a family's home in Palm Bay, Florida last week.
Those are always funny videos.
The family.
Bro. Doorstep.
And I guess
doorstep.
I guess they probably did this for the headline. They're like, family can't leave house because alligator blocks door. I would imagine there's other exits. Is there a back door? Is there windows? No, this is the only one. It.
They have one door, one way out, no other windows.
Lettuce said, the bridge over Lodi had bad concrete from last year, and they had to fix that before they started this portion of the 81 project.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
That's
the answers we're looking for. Thank you, Lettuce.
All right.
So it's exactly what Cody is describing, where you see just a gigantic alligator on your doorbell camera.
Like it's an Amazon package.
The owner says, I heard something. I checked my camera, and the shock factor was kind of jaw-dropping.
That'd be so cool.
As it's a 7 foot, 6 inch gator.
The shock factor is jaw-dropping and unexpected for sure. And if we didn't get that security alert to our cell phones, who knows what would have happened? I've been terrified. I've been looking over my shoulders, head on a swivel,
Candygram.
Just making sure I don't get attacked. The dog doesn't get attacked.
You
just have a baby waiting, just chilling, dead still, didn't make a peep until the flashlights. It was exactly 7 foot, 6 inches. That's the first time it actually was that comfortable to get that close to residents and pets.
Oh, gators are evolving.
Nope. Yep. Well, that means somebody in the neighborhood fed it.
You think? Is that what it does?
That's usually the case, right?
Or thinks there's food up there.
All of a sudden.
Because there was at one point.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're just hanging out in the community. You know. Because here's the thing about alligators.
What?
They mostly live in swamps and such.
Oh!
So that's the thing.
Down in the rivers?
They're not in the
ditches?
Yes. They're not known to frequent a house. So, when they do.
Candygram.
Crocodile. Get it? Because it's not an alligator.
Yeah, Lottie, I don't know how they got the exact measurement. I don't know. We were watching True Life, I'm Getting Married during the song there in our chat.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Whatever that guy's on, well, he's not on
anymore. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
His heart stopped working at the age of 44.
Because cocaine is a
Charlie B, a.k.a. Charlie Balducci, a.k.a. Charlie Buckets.
Oh, I was calling him Vinny.
He's a Vinny. He's pretty close
to a Vinny. Charlie, calm down.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, calm it down. Trash MTV was my favorite era of MTV.
It was wild.
You used don't know what you missed, man. Not, you know, like...
They're just the dumbest shows they could come up with.
The dumbest shows. Like, you think TLC is dumb?
Yep.
Trashy MTV in the late 90s and early around the turn of the century was so good. Katie was right. There was the True Life, I Want a Perfect Body, and that guy's dad shaved his ass before the bodybuilding competition.
Yeah. No, it started with, even before all of that, with like Singled Out with Chris Hardwick and Jenny McCarthy, where it's like, all right, here's a guy and here's a girl, and we're going to parade a bunch of people around. They're going to be like, no, ew, go away.
And they were so lucky to be located in Manhattan because they could pull in the worst Jersey and Long Island trash that you could find.
Yeah.
And it's bountiful. I assure you.
Yeah.
New Jersey trash and Long Island trash is bountiful. And they dug, they found it, man.
Oh, yeah.
They were out finding it. They would find Room Raiders was one where you'd go break into someone's room and you'd judge it on TV.
That show where they're on a bus and
next. Yeah, next. It was called Next.
Next.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Okay, what is it?
Sorry.
Like, no wonder we all have just the worst anxiety and body issues now. We're like, I don't know. You're pretty gross. Next.
Or they would have, like, they would be like, they would show them, like, what's up? I'm Cody. I might be short, but that means I can fit into any small space. Let's get laid!
Next was on from 05 to 08. Room Raiders was on from 2003 to 2009. Remember Parental Control, where they would have, like, your parents would have to pick out your dates?
That one, I mean, I think most were, but that one was the most obvious to me even then that it was fake.
Oh, really?
I thought so.
In a true display of family dysfunction, parents who absolutely hated their child's significant other would pick new dates. Oh, yeah, that's right. They were trying to ruin the relationship.
It would be like some little guy like me, like, with spiky blue hair, trying to get into some, like, dad's face. Be like, yo, Pops, I don't want me to tell you. Me and your girl, me and your daughter, we get freaky, and you ain't going to stop us. And you're just bouncing off on stuff. And you're like, this can't be real.
You can't be telling me this is real.
Yo, you ain't telling me nothing about my girl. And they're watching it together while they go out. The daughter goes out on dates.
At Love with Tila Tequila was only on for one season, 2007.
Yep.
Jersey Shore was like the culmination of it.
That's the example.
And we got to Jersey Shore.
Look at these people we found in Jersey.
You guys,
you're never going to believe this.
Look at all this trash.
You're never going to believe this.
My Super Sweet 16 always pissed me off.
Yeah. Because
it put people like...
Yes.
Like
that one was annoying,
like,
too.
You would just be like, what are they doing? They're buying her a car and they're giving her a castle?
And, like, they'd be angry if they didn't get the right color Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Silent Library was on there. Laguna Beach didn't come off as trashy. I didn't feel like that was trashy.
No, it was just fake, right? That one in the OC or whatever.
Felt a little
the,
scripted.
Well, didn't they show it at the end where, like, they knocked down the wall or they drove away from a set or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
Not the OC. That was an actual show on, like, Fox, I think, right?
Yeah.
But,
VH1 had Flavor of Love.
And then he came here.
What do you mean?
He did those and then played
the K-Rockathon,
so it was extra weird.
Remember Date My Mom? Remember that show?
Oh my God.
Date My Mom?
Yeah, they were just sitting around me like, all right, let's... date people's moms?
What was Tool Academy? I don't remember Tool Academy.
I don't know Tool Academy.
Anyways, this was the clip that we were laughing about. Charlie B is dead, the star of this clip here. Died at 44 of heart failure. I can only imagine what led to it, seeing his reaction here while his limo was running late. If you don't remember this clip, Charlie's limo was scheduled to arrive at 1 p.m. It is now 2.
I'm going to put you on with the groom. Big guy, where are you?
Big guy, where are you?
The entrance ramp of the bridge? That's what you're gonna tell me? That's how you're gonna come off to me?
Like
that's
his
how
tail.
You come off to me?
He's got a little penguin
tail. Any clue who you're talking to right now?
Watch as he talks. Okay, his arms get further away from his body.
Besides the fact that it's my wedding, I'll cut you the up.
You're trying to be a tough guy in a white tuxedo with little frilly Liberace tails.
Yeah.
Slicked back hair and those like
in a
weird gold sunglasses right. That were popular at the
and
time.
A nasal cavity full of coke.
Understand? So you get your ass here right now, or I swear on my father's grave, I will gut you like
oh,
the
his dad's too dead.
Right.
Dad's not even dead.
You are. You understand? Don't you dare come off to me.
See, like how far like his arms are getting
wedding.
All the way away now.
I'll put you down like cattle, and I'll gut you.
He's gonna
you
fly
understand?
Away.
So you get your ass here right now.
I love tough
will come
guys.
Looking for you. I swear this. Do you understand? You were supposed to be here at 1:00. When he comes in, I'm gonna break
his Give me his number. Hey, Charlie. Charlie.
No, no, don't worry about it.
Charlie, this is
your day. Give him a beating after the wedding. Give me his number.
I'll give him a beating after the wedding.
I told you when the come.
Charlie, calm down.
Nah, you know what?
Why? It's your day.
Because I swore that I wasn't gonna get ugly later today, but who the f*** is he to show up whatever the f*** he wants?
Can't imagine why that guy's heart failed.
Cannot figure out. I'm sure he was net. That's like,
oh, you're gonna cut me? Sure, then I'm just gonna, I'll get there as fast as I can, oh,
okay.
Sir.
Let me make sure I get there real
yeah,
quick as I head back to the.
Gut me like a fish?
Yeah, no.
God damn, just the
canceled.
Trashiest of trash.
You can walk.
We are in a deep MTV wormhole. I'm not gonna keep coming back
Whoa,
to it. As twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm, we are just recounting so much.
Whoa.
So much.
Yeah. Those were the days of you'd watch just little bits and be like, what?
It
is
was
going
just
on.
It was yep. just on in the background.
And it was on at the weirdest times. It'd be like, here's TLC at 3.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, yeah. There's nothing on.
And then they would do the marathons of True Life
yep.
or the marathons of My Super Sweet 16. Or we were laughing about Jesse Camp in here as. Cody's right. They were like, pick your... Who wants yeah. to be a VJ?
And they're like, damn it.
And they're like, God damn it. They picked the weirdo with the hair.
Jesse.
All right, well, guess what?
What?
You both win.
This is crazy. Dave won, too.
And Dave actually made a career out of it for a while.
He did. He was just so boring.
He was really boring.
And it was definitely because they didn't want Jesse to just win. So, oh, they got the same amount. People equally like this and that.
I don't know if it's just because we're nostalgic for it or if it actually just...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was good at the time, maybe.
No, it was all terrible.
But we all loved it and watched it.
Yeah.
Anyways, New York State Police are warning restaurant owners to keep an eye out for oil thieves.
Yeah,
What is this? I don't know what this is.
This has happened, and I think from reading the story, I got to send this to my buddy. This has happened to him at his pizza place, and he has finally gotten a bunch of cameras and stuff, and it sounds like the same details he told me about what he caught
uh-huh.
are these guys. They, you know those big, huge plastic vats outside of restaurants that and pizza places?
They look
where
like
mini
dumpsters?
Yeah, and they'll go dump their oil
yeah,
in them.
Yeah, that's the oil thing.
People are stealing it. Because it can be made into fuel and
yeah.
such. And he's had
Apparently,
people for like a year snatch
this type
his stuff.
Of oil. I thought that went away. Remember, there was a big push for a while.
Yeah.
Where we're like, we're going to use a used cooking oil for our cars. And then, like, the automotive industry is like,
we got gas.
The fuel industry.
We have friends
with
gas.
Yeah, the oil industry is like, no, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. I don't think so.
But yeah, they still make a pretty penny out of it. And it was all these same. Described things in this article.
Apparently, it is the, like Cody said, it's the oil that can be recycled into renewable fuel. There's a robust market for it. It's like Jimmy is saying in chat, it's the new catalytic converter. In one case, they say in this article, there's tons of articles yeah. about this, a guy in a van was caught with a garden hose connected to the restaurant's used cooking containers and pumping the oil into his vans.
Yep.
At least three people have been arrested in the state of New York this month for stealing used cooking oil and using it on the black market. Like,
it's crazy. And the plates and stuff that he saw were from like Jersey
really?
And stuff that, and that's where these guys are from. So it's been a big deal. Because I mean, I don't know how much all that is, but it says it somewhere in one of this articles, right. Unless you got to pay a dollar, where they found one of them, whoever got arrested, ditched their truck. They had like a box truck and they opened it and it had a bunch.
Yeah, this was, this story comes from Lou's. What's going on?
I don't know, his car. Just scared me for a sec.
Oh,
it's coming at me.
It's doing like a random 3-point turn in front of us. All right.
Cars beeline at me too now.
Hello, sir. Thank you. Lou's Char Pit. It's like a barbecue restaurant, like you said. 30-year-old Donaldo Castro from the Bronx was arrested.
Yep, that's where they said like the vans and stuff were rented out of.
The man was stopped by New York State troopers on 81 near Binghamton, where they discovered tanks containing used cooking oil inside the box truck. Another pair, 29-year-old and 26-year-old from Jersey, were charged.
Yeah, you can't
possession of burglary tools.
Steal people's stuff, man.
New York State police are advising local businesses to maintain cooking oil storage containers to take steps to reduce theft, like installing cameras, keeping storage tanks in well-lit areas, keeping locks on the containers. Wow.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
So how... It's an underpants gnome thing where it's step one is steal the oil, step three is profit. How do you sell it?
I don't know. There's a business somewhere that'll probably take it and refine it or whatever, because he has a deal with somebody for them to come get it because they use it.
Yeah, text line says, in 10 years it went from I've got to pay to get rid of my oil to you can have my oil for free to now people will say I'll pay you for that oil.
Yep. So,
and
yeah,
I know you
crazy.
Can just turn it into you can turn it into diesel, basically.
Yep. So if you got a whole box truck
filled with containers that can carry it, I guess.
Yeah, it really is the Simpsons episode.
What is it?
Remember where they Homer wanted all the oil and then it would ended up in like the school. So he's trying to
scoop
it all back up.
Yeah.
That's his oil.
Yeah. Joe burns it at the shop for heat. You can use it for a bunch of stuff. It is oil.
Yeah.
It's just a different kind of it. Interesting. All right. Well, if you're a restaurant owner, be careful out there.
That'd be cool.
What?
You have different smells. Joe goes, I'm pouring in pizza place oil today. Ooh, it smells like chicken wings in here.
I know guys that burn motor oil for heat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like you put used motor oil. It's kind of like...
It smells good.
I don't know how it... I don't know if I'd be breathing that air in, but what they do is like... You take like a wood stove, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got like a container up top and you pour like, you know, your used truck or vehicle oil in it.
Yep.
And it just does this slow drip
like
into the thing.
Like a percolate.
And then that burns off. Yeah.
Interesting.
I ain't doing it, but listen, I know plenty of Oswego County people who
heat
their shops with various different homemade experiments. Before I give you this, this interview class with Gary Busey that I watched yesterday, I want you to try these. I want you to know.
Oh yeah.
So, yesterday, my wife got these at Walmart.
My wife.
And my kid said, Dad, you got to try these Welch's fruit snacks. And when I tell you, this is the greatest fruit snack I've ever had in my entire life. That is not an exaggeration. These are the Welch's fruit and yogurt snacks strawberry.
We both had ladies deliver us Welch's this week.
You did? Nice. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm excited.
Except I can get within 100 yards of the lady that made me Welch.
I was right here. I saw her.
I want you to taste these, because I showed them on Whiskey Wednesday last night.
Well, look at them.
They kind of look like teeth.
They do.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about these candies, dude. These fruit snacks. I don't know if they make them in other flavors. Right, bro.
Well, that's interesting.
Right, bro.
I expected one thing, and it tasted like the other.
Yeah, dude. Welch's knocked it out of the park with these fruit and yogurt snacks.
Because this goes back to that, when we were talking bulk food stuff, remember they had that, like, yogurt-covered raisin or something like that?
Yeah, I love those.
But this is a fruit snack, bro.
I don't know. Excellent source of vitamins A and C.
Yep.
Good source of vitamin D and calcium. Sure it is.
Absolutely.
Wow. The blueberry flavor's good, Taylor says.
Oh, blueberry.
Aw, man.
Hmm.
Angel Baby says, I love those. They're so good. I end up buying them for the kids, and I'm the only one who eats them.
Yeah.
I got another person in here that has them at their daycare. They eat them. All right. These are new to me. It does not taste like a cream saver, Angie.
No.
It's a flavor profile I can't describe. It's an 11 out of 10 fruit snack.
That is very good.
Good. I'm glad you agreed with me.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm glad you agreed with me.
I very much agree.
All right.
Interesting.
So I found this old clip of Gary Busey yesterday.
Okay.
I'm going to adapt his interview style, I think, as they're trying to interview Gary Busey about Hunter S. Thompson. You know who Hunter S. Thompson is, right?
Okay. Yep.
He played a police officer in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
So Busey did?
Busey did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they want to ask him about Hunter S. Thompson. I don't know what they want to interview him about, but he has very specific rules.
He probably doesn't know either.
I don't think he does either. He wants the interviewer to not treat it like an interview, to the point where he encourages the interviewer to pretend like they just met each other. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, please wear your helmet when you're on your motorcycle and electric scooters.
Yep.
Gary Busey had a motorcycle accident where we believe that's where these Buseyisms started.
Switch kind of got
Please
flipped.
Wear your helmet on all your devices.
Gary Busey.
You don't want to end up like Gary Busey.
You don't want to be Gary Busey.
But I think we should adapt this here in the show on K-Rock is that we're just meeting for the first time.
But you usually are.
But no.
He doesn't know that person.
No. He wants it like the person just walked in the room and says, hi, nice to meet you.
Like he was standing there waiting all morning.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
Gary, yeah, that's the advice.
Fear and Loathing Las Vegas with you as the policeman. How did it play out?
Start over. Call my name like you just got here.
Could you talk to us a little bit about Fear and Loathing?
Slow down with your talking. Don't make it an interview. Talk to me like you're personal. Okay. Like you don't interrupt me, you know. Wait. You got to get my attention before you ask me the question. I'm giving you a scenario here. You know, give
like
me
he's
something.
Playing and I know, he's doing a sketch.
I know he's coming off like a dick because he kind of is a dick. But well, it's also, he doesn't want to do an interview. He wants to just...
He's trying to do a scene.
Yeah, he's doing a scene. And then they act it out here in a minute.
Yeah, he's trying to do a scene.
Don't just shoot questions at me or I can't do it. Here's the deal. I'm just sitting here. I'm out here by myself. You come in and you say, Gary. And I turn and look and sit up. And you introduce yourself to me and tell me what you're doing. And ask me if it's okay. That'll be good.
Oh my God. I like
just
they
that. Do it. The interviewer does it. Hold on. What?
That smile
he
at the end.
He wants friends. He's like, interview. He's just sitting on, for those of you just listening, he's on like a veranda overlooking a bay or a lake or something.
Yeah.
He wants the interviewer to walk in, introduce himself, and then start the interview that way.
Hey.
I'm here exploring the writer and the personality.
What is your name?
My name's Tom Thurman.
Tom Thurman, nice to meet you. I'm Gary.
Gary, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us, man.
You just walked in, huh?
You got this lavalier. What's this for? Just to have two different versions of it.
Good idea. Okay.
All right. Gary? Now he's sipping.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Tom Thurman.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How are you, man?
Hey, Gary. Tom Thurman. Nice to meet you.
Hey. He's really trying to do a scene. He's trying to...
He wants to do I am an actor,
a serious actor, goddammit!
And then he wants the interviewer to be a part of it. Like, you just walked in, you introduce yourself,
but you
and
know
then
what?
You can ask me questions.
But also, can I, the little devil's advocate...
Uh-huh.
It's not that hard. I get what he's saying.
What?
He just wants... Hey, Gary?
Get... Oh, hey,
I'm Tom Thurman.
I'm
out here exploring some stuff, and I saw you out here. Anyway, I can just ask you a couple, you know what I mean? Like, do that. But the guy's like,
It probably didn't catch him off guard.
Do I do what?
Uh-huh.
Just do it.
Gary?
Yeah.
Tom Thurman.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Fine. How are you, man?
I've been great. Did you just walk in?
Just walked in.
That's the way to... That's the way I like it, you know. Ambitiously meet people and be hospitable. What's going on?
That dog
is barking. That is not my dog. It's an honor for me to be here to discuss our top story tonight. Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, Gary Busey.
Oh, man. And that,
so many layers.
And that was from forever ago.
Yeah, dude, forever.
That was still when people were like, yeah, we'll get Busey for it. Is he available?
Yeah. Gary Busey. Hey, I want you to walk in. Hey, I want you to walk in. Hey, I'm Tom Thurman. Good to meet you. Gary. Buttered sausage.
Hey, Gary. Hey. Where'd you come from?
Hey, You just walking in?
What's this for?
What is it? Well, let's talk about something.
Microphone.
Oh, I like it.
Where'd that come from?
It's your nightmare.
I do not like the music you're listening to with the swears in it. I don't know who.
Everything was fine until I don't really see the need for that. Everything,
who bought you that CD?
I mean, what's the point of having
you?
That in there?
Did your father buy you that?
Had to have an F in there, huh?
Had to have the F. You couldn't get the Walmart version with all the F's taken out? You had to get the F version? Okay.
It's your nightmare.
I'll be talking to your father about this later. If he's going to buy you these on the weekends,
Then they're going to stay at his house. They're
definitely not coming to my house. Any music with the F's in it? Nuh-uh. Good morning, this is K-Rock.
With the Satan.
Nuh-uh. Get it out of here. Well, Spanish midfielders Fabian Ruiz and Gavi were celebrated in their hometown on Tuesday, receiving their weight in tomatoes for helping Spain win the 2026 World Cup. I guess this is a thing their village does. Two players attended the event at the town hall. A tomato-producing municipality is the town they grew up in.
All right. Cool.
They each received their human weight in tomatoes. Local officials announced that the municipal soccer fields would also be renamed in their honors. And I said I would like to adopt this here locally.
They do those over there, those tomato fights and such.
No,
Oh, you want to start giving out?
I asked chat, who is our most successful athlete? It's pretty much decided.
Yeah,
Breonna Stewart.
I think we're going Breonna Stewart.
Breonna Stewart, born and raised in Central New York. I would like to honor Breonna Stewart with her weight in salt potatoes.
Oh, now, hold on.
What?
Cooked or, like, here's the amount and you got to go home and do it yourself, Miss Stewart?
I would let her save them. I don't want to ruin. We're not going to eat all these salt potatoes.
Okay, so you let her make them on her own accord. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll have to find
out. Coming out of Pocabellos, you can eat your weight in tomatoes every Tuesday. It's Tomato Tuesday at Pocabellos.
We can call them, we want them peeled, you want them squished, you want them diced, and then do it in your mouth.
Every Tuesday, you play one flat fee, it's $59.99, you can eat your weight in tomatoes, Pocabellos, Italian Eatery, Utica, and Syracuse.
Here's what you do. You come in, you pay them price for the bucket, and you fill the bucket to your heart's content with tomatoes.
What was that? Was it Ground Round that did pay your weight?
Yeah.
And you'd step on the clown scale?
Yep.
And then what would it be like if I weighed 80 pounds? Was it 80 cents to eat at Ground Round?
Probably for like your birthday if you were a kid or whatever. I don't really know. I don't remember it, to be honest with you.
Either my family lied a lot and said it was my birthday every time I went in there because I weighed myself every time we went to Ground Round.
They're like, wait a minute, this kid was here like a month ago.
It was pay your weight, and they had to step on the clown scale. We didn't have much money. So, it's his birthday again.
And try to keep yourself off it as much as you can.
Uh-huh.
Don't put all your weight down on it.
You try to hover a little bit, you know?
Yep, you got to hover a little.
Hover. If I'm on my tippy toes, I don't weigh as much.
That's not on my weight.
If I lift my heels up a little bit, I don't weigh as much.
Oh, look at me off of there just a little bit.
Well, listen, if anybody knows Breonna Stewart and she'd like to come down for a ceremony, I'd be happy to.
It says 170 pounds she weighs. So okay. Because she's like 6'10 or something, so you're going to have to get quite a bit of salt potatoes.
It's fine. I would be happy to honor our most successful hometown athlete
and then
with her weight in salt potatoes.
And then someone can make a butter sculpture out of her for her salt potatoes.
Okay. Have we never done a Breonna Stewart butter sculpture? Missing an opportunity there.
What are they doing?
Is she still playing? Is she still on a team?
Yeah.
Cool.
A Breonna Stewart salt potato butter sculpture would be a slam dunk.
Yeah. Act like you just walked in now.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Hey, I don't know why it's making me so emotional, Cody.
How do I?
But seeing Great Northern Mall demolished.
Yeah, I thought they were still doing stuff. Like, doesn't somebody still have a thing there? Like, who's?
Well, they have like the wings. So there's our boy Joe Bright from Duncan Bright. They got their spot.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Then so there's a Sky Zone at one end.
Okay, yeah. So what are they gonna do?
And I think that part of it they're going to do something with.
So they're going to leave that and smash everything else?
But they're smashing up some other parts of it, man.
I get it. It's just, you know what? Town of DeWitt, look at how you've been left in the dust and how pathetic this shopping town situation has made the town of DeWitt look with all of their BS that their board does.
Really?
Just to I don't know if they hate the town or they think that it's a...
You want to demolish Shopping Town Mall?
They need to do something with it, but they keep getting in their way because DeWitt thinks that, you know, it's New York City, Manhattan, and you're not. Like, Great Northern Mall has gotten all this stuff done, and they're doing stuff with it, and you've been letting Shopping Town sit over there for longer.
Yeah.
It's a pathetic look for the town of DeWitt.
It is. Do something with that.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what. Seeing my beautiful baby got it like this.
I know. Now we can get in there and go get some stuff.
It's all got it. They're, from what I'm seeing, they kind of started back by where the food courts are, where you'd enter to go to Old Navy, like that back part.
Gotcha. Yep.
Or maybe that's the front part. Is that by the Ruby Tuesdays? I don't know. But they're doing drone shots on the news, dude.
Yep.
Where it's like you're just looking down into the belly of the beast.
Did they get everything out? Like, did they take that tree thing out by the playground and stuff like that?
I don't know. What for what?
I don't know.
To do what with
it? I have no idea.
You know?
But no. No, well, it's just a great moment. It's just dust in the wind. Like a fart.
Hope that went over the mics. Seamus Lyman and his business partner.
We knocked her down.
Bought the mall in 2023, then planned to announce it into a large residential and retail and commercial community. The plan includes as many as 1,700 apartments, condos.
3 years later, doing stuff with it.
Six hotels, 1.4 million square feet of retail, and so much more space. I guess they had a filing in court. Hart said they're holding discussions with new partners now to move forward with the redevelopment. So I don't know what they're going to do with
it. Shopping Town sits there untouched.
Clap, clap.
Idiots.
It was on fire a couple of weeks ago. I just have so many memories and stories from this mall.
The malls were a big part of our childhood, and they are the way of the buffalo for sure.
They're gone the way of the buffalo. I know.
Yeah, but at least they're going to do something with it.
It'll take about 90 days to complete the demolition, so, and to begin their investment into making it something, man.
All right. Wow.
The drone shot showed the Claire's that I shoplifted from.
Yep, I saw that in that picture.
It's rubbing dirt in it. Tuxedo Junction.
Maybe they would have stayed open if...
If I wasn't stealing hacky sacks, you know what?
Got that hacky sack money.
If I single-handedly brought down Claire's, bud.
I knew it.
I got greedy.
Yep.
I got greedy. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Cody.
Yeah, that's... Sure, it was
a man who would seek out and find the models that then would go to Jeffrey Epstein's islands found dead. Totally.
I saw that one thing where
totally an accident. Yeah, things happen.
Where the guy said he had a young lady for Mr. Epstein, and then that piece of trash was like, no, too old. She was like 18.
He was an epic scumbag, and we've done nothing about it. Nobody's been arrested.
It's been the craziest.
Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, and that's about it.
And she didn't do anything
it's
wrong.
It's been a crazy period of time. But now this guy's been, quote unquote, found dead.
Yes, I'm sure he was. As a freak heart attack.
Oh, wow. Who would have guessed?
Yes.
Anyways, let me get off that before I'm found dead, I guess.
No, I already said that would be the coolest way to go out. We'd get a Netflix doc.
Trying to expose these Epstein people?
And if we just got, like, some sniped out.
Some trashy mid-market radio show that makes fart jokes.
Dug too deep.
Dug too deep, and now we're getting investigated.
They should have stuck to their fart jokes, because now the ish has hit the fan.
I mean, that would be pretty cool, I guess, if you got to go out trying to bring justice to pedophiles. I don't know why we can't seem to do that.
It's impossible.
Anyways, light comedy here, folks. As you know, remember the squatty potty?
Yeah.
You had one, didn't you? Or do you use one?
No, but I have in my apartment, my tub is like the perfect distance and perfect level for me to just be optimal pooing position.
We had one for a little bit. It just takes up a lot of space.
And it's weird.
And you get kind of embarrassed by it. And I know I shouldn't be embarrassed by it, but I would get embarrassed that I have a... I have to elevate my knees because then I poop better.
It helps me poop better.
And I get all my poops out.
But it helps you poop better.
I know, and they like, you know, gut health experts and all these gastroenterologists will say, like, it straightens out your sphincter and all that stuff.
Honestly, do you have it?
What?
Do you have one? Like,
we got rid of it.
I was going to say, because...
I did.
It works. Like, if I'm a little... And I'm like, all right, put your feet up.
Yeah.
And after a couple minutes, it's like, your body's like, oh, you're in that... comfortable position where I can actually poo.
Katie says she has one and dislikes going anywhere without one. I'm just really good at pooping, so I never needed it.
No,
I really excel at it.
And you're tall, so your body might automatically kind of put you in that position when you're sitting anyway from your tall legs.
I didn't think about that. I've got long legs, so maybe I have a natural squatty body.
Because, like, for me, I hate the men's bathroom here.
Yeah.
It's tall. It's one of those tall toilets where, honestly, I don't even think my feet flatten all the way to the ground.
Oh.
I think my feet lift up a little bit on my toes.
Oh.
It's for big boys.
Katie, it says it takes up zero room. It does go around the base of the toilet, but that was too much room for me. I don't know why it annoyed me. But regardless, you might be right. I'm not that tall. I'm only 6 feet,
but
my legs are way more of my body than my torso. My pants have always been weird. Like, I think the pants I have on right now are like a 32, 36, or 38. Like, I'm longer.
Got long
dancer's legs.
Yep.
So maybe my knees are out. Well, I bring that up because we have a newer version of the squatty potty that's out now.
Oh.
It's called the Hit Shoes, but I'll let you figure out what word I can't say on the radio. We'll just say Hit Shoes.
I get you. That's weird.
They're toilet shoes.
Oh.
They're platform shoes. They're on your screen right now.
Yo, what's up?
That can be worn outside the bathroom if you want to.
But please don't.
They are 7-inch tall stool. They're effectively a 7-inch tall stool.
Yeah.
You place these on your foot.
It's a squatty potty, but you don't want a stool in your bathroom, so you do that because it's a little more like decor.
Yeah. If you're a lady that can walk around in those, they don't look bad, I guess.
Oh, no, those look insane.
They look insane, but...
Yeah.
You'll improve your posture as you do number two. They kind of look like, for those of you just listening, not in Twitch or YouTube, they look like 70s disco pumps.
She's going to poop on that dress, though. That's not smart. She's pooping right on that dress. Absolutely.
I don't like ladies on toilets. It's not my thing.
Oh, no.
There are guys that love that stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Experts say that's important for how our bodies perform a BM.
Yeah. Get your feet
up there.
Because
we were built for it to happen while squatting, not sitting. That's a true thing.
Yeah.
So, like in other countries, like in India and in Asian countries, they just have a hole in the ground you squat over.
Yep, because it's supposed to just slide out your
You're just supposed to.
Cheeks.
That's what you do. Text line, what a humble brag, Josh. Not everyone is as good at pooping as you are. Hey, listen.
All right.
I excel at many things, and one of them is the number two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Toilet shoes are available at takeletloose.com.
What?
Takeletloose.com. I don't know what that is.
All right.
The initial run is sold out, but they are taking pre-orders now. I guess if I can't play the ad because they say the words.
Okay.
Blank shoes, but...
No, just squatty potty's fine. Or if you got to.
Books.
I can let you borrow my everyday stool that I just have for like my kitchen and stuff for my short
little
life.
Your step stool? Yep, your step stool.
I'll let you borrow that if you want.
Mm-hmm. Or just put some books on the floor or something, I guess. I don't know.
Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to do.
Poop right.
Follow the show wherever you go.
Ooh, like a little sneaky Pete's.
The show.fm has all of our links, all of our streams, all of our podcasts right there at the show.fm. We'll play a sound.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what you think this is. Okay? Listen nice and carefully.
Your voice. That was your voice.
Anybody know what this is?
Alligator. Alligator.
Nope.
Not lion.
Nope.
Alligator.
It's not an animal.
Oh.
It's not an animal.
Oh. Dude, give me here one more. Let me hear it again. Now that
this
it's
is not,
not
an animal.
It's not an animal.
Katie, my dad blowing his nose at 4 a.m.
Yep, there you go. Is it one of those like pipes? You can whip it around your head and it makes the air noise? Oh yeah, Cousin Jay's right. You recording yourself using squatty potty?
Yep, that's exactly right.
I don't know.
That is the 800-year-old tradition of German deer calling and the German deer calling competition, which just happened.
So technically, it was an animal.
It was an animal, but it was humans mimicking an animal. That's the Pendleville Pine Monster.
That's the noise it makes.
That was the sign of the Pendleville Pine Monster.
Oh, someone got audio.
Uh huh. I want to describe what these. No, now there's 10 deer outside. Thanks. Thanks. What was that? What was that? Oh my God! All right.
Are they there now?
Yes. Now they're surrounding the studio.
Nice.
They're surrounding the studio. They own the building now.
Oh no.
No. Oddly, what your version of a deer sounds like is this.
Yeah, that's a deer.
I can't breathe. Stop.
The way they're doing this, and I'm not a hunter, so I don't know how you guys call deer here around here, but what they are using.
Hey, get over here.
Hey, let me shoot you.
Like that.
Hey, let me shoot you.
Yep.
Like Odysseus in the Odyssey, where he has a thing in the Odyssey where he flicks his bow before he kills the deer.
Okay.
Because he wants to give it a chance.
Okay, so he lets you know.
He warns the deer and then he kills it.
I like a little bit of a challenge, but
and
I'm also a killer.
Thank God Elon Musk is going to make a historically accurate Odyssey.
Oh, good. He's going to make one?
A historically accurate film about a piece of fiction.
Yes.
Featuring
giants, and
Greek gods, and giants.
Creatures.
But finally, woke. This one was too woke.
Oh, this one's too woke.
It's too woke.
Oh,
way too woke.
That fat barrel-chested idiot's gonna make his own.
Historically, I'm also announcing my historically accurate Santa Claus movie.
Oh,
all right?
Perfect.
Coming
perfect.
Up very soon.
Oh, I like that.
So
the real
the way
story.
They do their deer call. I've never seen these. German deer calling, it's like the most phallic thing I've seen. And I've seen a lot of phallic things. It's a big, long, didgeridoo-looking thing.
Shape of a penis, and you just, to blow on it, you gotta put the whole thing in your mouth.
No, honey, I was practicing my deer calls.
Oh, my 800-year-old German deer call, sorry.
I'm gonna show you, this is not this one I just played. This is the previous one. But I'm only showing you this so you can see what they put in their mouth.
Oh, and the penis gets bigger.
They grow it. Look at this guy. Oh, he's deep throating this thing. He's working the balls and everything. Congratulations.
Well, horny deer sounds weird.
Oh, my God. we might get flagged for showing this footage on the
play with the stags in the rut and look if they are coming, if they are not coming, and what they do and what they will do. And that's fascinating. And maybe shoot an old stag after calling him. It's the biggest thing for every hunter.
I call him, I make him come, and then I kill him. But that's how you bring in deer.
If you're not, just Google German deer.
I'm hard as hell.
Congress is trying to pass a bipartisan bill that would ban all phone calls on airplanes.
What? Like, so you wouldn't be able to make a phone call?
I didn't know you could make, I guess if you're on the tarmac, you can make a phone call.
But yeah, what, do you have to just, like, turn it off airplane mode?
But maybe in the air you can now over Wi-Fi? I don't know. I've never attempted to call anybody on a plane.
I feel like that's weird, though. How can you do that?
What, ban people?
Yeah, what if people have to, like, work and stuff like that? You're just going to be like, no, sorry, don't care, no phones.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm on the opposite side of this with you. Get off your phone, because I don't want you sitting next to me talking on your phone the whole time.
No, but, like, what? I don't know. It's just a weird...
You're in a plane. You don't got to work now.
I just don't... I don't
pretend
know.
It's the past. Pretend it was 10 years ago and you didn't have that computer in your pocket. They're saying it's a safety issue, causes distractions and disruptions.
Which, again, I think I've said it before. If a couple people texting and making phone calls have the ability to make a plane crash, maybe we need to ban phones altogether or figure out what that is that's doing that and go in a different direction.
I think they debunked that. Like, I don't think airplane mode could take down the plane, or at least anymore. I don't know, because I don't put my phone in airplane mode.
Yeah,
I just don't bother with it. I
don't really care.
It would be hard for flight attendants to enforce this ban.
Not really.
Because what would you do? Get off your phone.
Yeah.
Josh, get off the phone.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir. You are, that's actually illegal now. You're not allowed to make phone calls on the plane.
I'm saying goodbye to my father as he dies.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, bye.
There, you did it. Click.
You did it. Goodbye.
Hangs up for him.
Boop. Let me just see that. And there you go.
And boop.
And he is no longer with us. Good night.
Video call ended.
Mm-hmm.
You've been trying to connect for 2 days.
Kelly says, did you know that they have you put it in airplane mode because they don't want to jam up all the towers as the plane goes over it?
But what does that mean?
It doesn't affect the plane. Oh, it's for the towers? Well, then, let's fix that. Let's figure that
right,
out.
That's what I mean. Then come up with a different thing that...
If me laughing at silly TikToks is going to take us all down...
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at TikToks.
Let's figure that out, all right?
Too bad.
We love when Suni Oswego stops by.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we've got Irene Scruton with us. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning.
Irene, I'm going to give your whole title here, as it's a long one, okay? Irene is the Assistant Dean in the College of Business and Entrepreneurship and the Director of MBA Programs. Wow.
I am indeed.
What a title. So we've got the MBA programs coming to the downtown Syracuse campus.
Yes.
That's a big deal, right? People can work and learn right here in the city?
Yes, we are so excited about this because it just combines all of the strengths of SUNY Oswego's MBA program and brings it back to really when we started first offering MBA courses years ago. So we have a beautiful facility over at the Atrium Building. I don't know if you've been there. I know you're Oswego alums. It is beautiful. And it really suits itself to like an executive style MBA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have our MBA. SUNY Oswego is a top program in the country. We're nationally ranked.
Wow.
The Princeton Review just came out. We're a top 50 online program.
Amazing.
And we're really known for our student support and our great faculty. So mm-hmm. when you combine all of that, it is a perfect opportunity for people, workers in the central New York area to take advantage of this.
So let's talk about who we're talking to. People maybe my and Cody's age who have been in an industry for 10, 20 years.
Yes.
And you kind of hit that ceiling. You've gone as high as you can within that company. You need that MBA to go any higher or maybe look for other positions, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. So 2 points I want to make. So for the MBA is one of the unique graduate degrees where you can come into an MBA without an undergraduate in business. Like a lot of graduate degrees, you need that undergraduate in a similar discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But with an MBA, you can come in with, say, communications, broadcasting degree, psychology, sociology, engineering. We have a lot of doctors, nurses, healthcare practitioners. And you can come in with that, what I would say, a technical or a clinical degree or a social sciences degree. And you come into the MBA and you get the business skills, right? Mm-hmm. You get that strategic thinking. So when you combine these clinical and technical degrees or, social degrees with a business degree, it becomes really powerful for your career.
Cool.
So that's one aspect. And I'm really passionate about that because when you put the two degrees together, it just opens doors for you. It opens doors that you want to open, mm-hmm. right? That you may have been envisioning for your career. So hitting the ceiling, I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I do a lot of consultations with our working professionals here in all throughout New York. And hitting the ceiling, I like to think, is sometimes not so much about ability, but really more about you having the credential and also a framework, a strategic framework for thinking about how to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So when you come into the MBA, you have the ability, you have experience in your field. Like you just said, you've been in this industry for a bit, but now you're going to build on that. You're going to learn finance, marketing, artificial intelligence, data analytics. You're going to put it all together to give yourself a framework.
Yeah.
So I like to think that you're going from maybe doing the work to leading the work.
Oh, wow. I like that,
and
Irene.
And you evolve while you're in an MBA program. And that's why that degree is so powerful for an employee, for companies that are looking to build their talent and they have a solid bench, but they're looking to elevate mm-hmm. that team. Well, then the MBA is a perfect degree form.
We're talking to Irene from SUNY Oswego, talking MBAs mm-hmm. as they are now available in the Syracuse campus. So really three options, Oswego, Syracuse, and online. Talk about that online program.
So the online program, this is what we're going to base in our Syracuse camp. Our online program, again, top 50 in the country, that will we will continue to offer it. But we're going to take the best of the online. We're going to combine it with a little bit of in-person because people really appreciate that, to build a relationship with their cohort, with the faculty, with the staff. But they're still going to have the flexibility that online offers, and we do that really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you combine those two factors with a beautiful facility, the convenience of being in downtown Syracuse for this, I don't know, 50 to 100-mile radius, make it very easy, limited in person, but just enough, you know.
So you can balance the family life, home life, all that stuff.
Absolutely. We know working professionals, our team, again, it is one of the reasons we're nationally ranked.
Mm-hmm.
We understand the working professional. Many of us, myself included, went to school when we were adults with kids, family, community commitments. Life is coming at our students pretty hard. Relocations, buying a house, moving. Every day we are talking with a student who has life coming at them. It's even now, caretaking with elderly, caretaking with kids. It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
So to work that program online and in person is a good balance.
Absolutely. You want to be enveloped by a team that understands what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to customize some sequences for people. We provide you flexibility. But, you know, we give you a little bit of structure for when you need the, you know, when it gets a little tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not an easy thing that you're entering into. You're going back to school. And you're an adult.
Yeah.
And probably, like you said, you've been out of school for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hitting the books can be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I love the stories of where we have students and they'll come back and they think about, you know, I don't know if I can do it or not. I always tell them, well, you're going to be sitting next to your kids maybe and studying, you know, so the two of you can kind of hit the books at the same time at the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And there's a sense of pride in that, some role modeling. And, you know, you're paving the way for your family or your network.
Setting yourself up for the future. We're talking.
Setting yourself up.
To Irene Scruton from SUNY Oswego, Assistant Dean in the College of Business and Entrepreneurship and Director of the MBA programs. How do people get started, Irene? Maybe they got that little thought in their brain, I want to look into this. Where do they go?
Yeah, please go to mba@oswego.edu, mba@oswego.edu. Very simple, straightforward, real humans answer that.
Yeah. Okay.
No AI there.
Okay.
And we will connect with you, have a great team. We love talking with our candidates, and we will answer every question that you possibly can have. And some of them, you know, for many people are very personal. They're not, these are smart working professionals, you know, and it's daunting to come back
it
to
is.
School.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to answer all their questions. We want to make sure they're ready, and we do everything we can to make their first semester go smoothly. And here at the Syracuse campus, that cohort executive style program is just really going to be so supportive, and it will really be set up with every feature to help someone succeed.
I love to hear that. Irene, awesome. Thank you for coming in. Irene is here on behalf of SUNY Oswego. All the information at the email she gave you. Thank you, Irene.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Let's play a little golf, Cody. Let's get into the 90s at 9.
You do golfing?
Your schedule of events today, campers, are as follows.
Campers!
Bring it on, campers!
Let's go!
Listen up!
Parents, you are not allowed to stay around.
Drop
Sorry.
Them off and leave. Gaming stream brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. That's going to be us gaming. Play a little golf. It's relaxing. I like it a lot.
It looks a lot.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Same locations for tonight's 7 p.m. show, Coco Puffs, where you'll be freshly tattooed, apparently. We just learned.
Yeah,
as he's getting tattooed again today.
Just getting the color put in
like
on there.
Like a prisoner, like a convict.
Yeah, you gotta pay the guy, and then you get it done when the warden ain't looking.
So he's going to be doing that tonight, 7 p.m. Thank you, Joe's Buds, and thank you, Hidden Gardens. Hey, listen. We're jumping to the 90s and 9.
Okay.
With, ironically, a band I first learned about at Great Northern Mall from Bones, a.k.a. Ben. He was working at the sandwich shop, which wasn't a sandwich shop, but maybe it was a Subway in the food court. Regardless.
Make your hands stink.
Regardless. He was like, dude, you got to listen to this band Rancid. And I said, what's Rancid? And he gave me Blimey Barrow's Rancid tape.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good guy.
So look at that tie-in. Great Northern Mall goes away. Rancid lives forever. It's K-Rock.
right in front of the swamp there.